This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your glass cockpit today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're Daniel Baker. He is CEO of FlightAware. Now, everybody knows that FlightAware is the online tracking system, but it's a lot more than that, right, Daniel? And you've got some announcements here at NBAA.
That's right. We just released the next generation version 2.0 of our flight plan application. We released the very first version of it just last year at NBAA, and it was our first major product outside of flight tracking and airport information itself. So we were very, very excited about that. It's evolved over the last year, and we're doing currently about 10,000 flight plans a week on the FlightAware flight plan system. So we've been spending a lot of time talking to the different needs of pilots, from private pilots in single engine piston aircraft to jet pilots, as well as Part 121 air carriers that are looking for ways to help optimize their flight planning and their dispatch systems. So we've had a lot of email exchanges and phone calls and meetings with folks who tell us what they need and what they're lacking in the services that they're currently using. So what we're announcing today is essentially it's an interface redesign. It's a lot of new features. It's general improvements across the board, as well as integrating some of the new technology across the site that can be applied to flight planning.
Now, you recently released an iPhone app for it. How else can we access FlightAware?
Well, right now, of course, the primary way is on the web, which is convenient because it's anywhere, anytime. You can get on, whether you're at the FBO or you're at home or you're at work, and you can access it that way. Of course, you can also pull it up if you've got a smartphone via the web interface on there, but we also have the iPhone app. So we've got a number of different ways to access it, not to mention that we can also send flight alerts via text message and email and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different ways to get information from FlightAware.
So when you guys started FlightAware, what did you envision it to be, and what has it become?
Well, originally it was purely a hobby. You know, the idea was I'm a pilot, and a bunch of my friends are pilots, and we looked around. There wasn't a way to track flights for non-airline type of operations. So if I wanted to come see you and we're old friends, if I flew Southwest or Continental out there, you could go to their website or go to any number of websites and actually get the whereabouts of the airplane. But if I wanted to fly a Cessna 182 or something to come see you, then there's no way to easily track it. Certainly no freeway. And so it was developed out of a personal need, and then it just kind of grew from there. And I don't pretend to be a visionary and say, we knew that there was a real need for this on the internet and in the general aviation market or anything like that. It was just it was released onto the website, and it became a little more popular, and then also we realized we had to really expand to meet all the needs. So the company started in March of 2005, and so it's 4.5 years later, and we now have about 2 million users a month, just about 500,000 registered users on the website, of which about 150,000 are pilots. And then we've got about 20 employees in Houston, New York, and we've opened up a data center in London as well. So we're come a long way in 4.5 years from just trying to let people track me in a Cessna.
It's certainly a popular service, and we use it extensively at AvWeb, and we're glad you're here, and wish you all the best in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I hope that everyone has a chance to check out the flight planning service, which is much easier to use. There's Nexrad maps. You can hover. You can view a proposed flight plan on a Earth view, on a sectional. You can calculate if you should tanker fuel to your destination if it's cheaper. All sorts of things that people have been telling us is what's lacking on the internet, what we can provide now. So we're really excited about it, and appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Come see us at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.